safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Yeah. What up, dog? Welcome, everybody, to the Shizzo. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzm. Thanks for tuning in. So, I put people in the trick box, and I gave you guys a tough choice. I gave some of you artists a tough choice. Are you going to watch? Are you going to watch the Knicks and the Heat, or are you going to pursue your dreams as being an artist and try and get this free promo? I don't know. Linsanity, Insanity, Vinsanity. Remember they had Vinsanity when Vince Carter was a shit? Now it's Linsanity. Now everybody wants to, you know, check out the Asian dude on the Knicks. What are you going to do? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, though. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the number, that's the website address. www.chainlessentertainment.com. www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's the parent site for the show. I really want you guys to go check out the parent site, if you can, please. Simply because it's got a lot of content on there. It's got a, you know, a little biography about what we do here at Chainless Entertainment and K100 Internet Radio. Got a lot of good music on there. Got some interviews. Got some videos. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be an affiliate, if you want to get your logo or whatever, put on the show. I mean, put on the site, then, you know, you can do that. It's a lot of content, a lot of information on there, and pretty much everything is free. You can stay up to date with us. You can actually listen to K100 Radio, the replays at least, from there. You don't have to go to Blog Talk Radio. If you're not catching the show live at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, if you're not catching the show live, then if you want to just listen to a replay, you can always go to the chainlessentertainment.com site and listen to it. Or you can subscribe to our podcast, which is cool with me. Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Really hope you guys do that. That really helps us out a lot. You feel me? So go to iTunes software, load it up, make sure you connect to the internet, and then go to the iTunes store section, And then right there, up under the top, you'll see it says music, videos, all that. Then you'll see a section that says podcast, right? The section that says podcast, just click on that right there. And then just, instead of trying to make it difficult, just do a search. Just type in search right there, search K100 Radio, all right? When you do a search for K100 Radio, you see the middle finger, that's us. All right? Subscribe to the podcast, please. That really helps our numbers, because what that does is, that's why we got so many downloads, because so many people check out our iTunes podcast. If you subscribe to it, which is totally free, doesn't cost you nothing, it's free. Free. This is just the click of a couple of buttons, all right? And what that does is every time K100 broadcasts and you don't listen to it live, you miss the show, whenever you launch iTunes, it'll automatically download for you, thus increasing our numbers. All right? The latest show of K100, the latest shows, if it's been a minute since you went to iTunes, the latest shows that you missed on K100 Radio, it automatically goes to your hard drive. Nice little neat folder. It puts everything in chronological order for you, so you can just go back, and it's like all nice and neat, and it's just perfect. You know what I'm saying? I do want people to go to the website and the blog sites and everything, but I ain't going to lie. You know, subscribing to the podcast is really the easiest way to catch K100 Radio if you're going to miss it. We air prime time, which is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. You know, a lot of people are doing a lot of things at this time of day, so, you know, most people, honestly, to be honest with you, most people listen to our show after the fact. They listen to it while they're at work the next day. They listen to it later on at night when they put the kids to bed or whatever. And I'm cool with that. It doesn't matter when you get the show. I prefer you listen to it live. But just because we're a primetime slot, we're competing with fucking, right now, I'm competing with the Hawks, I mean, with the Knicks and the fucking, and the Heat. I mean, really. That's what I'm going against, people. I'm going up against the Knicks and the Heat. I'm going up against Linsanity right now. Literally, I'm going up against Linsanity right now. If I had 20 people on the phone lines tonight, the whole 2 hours, I'm doing good because I'm literally going up against LeBron James and freaking Linsanity. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, episode 260. (sighs) 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Ill or kill? Ill or kill? You know how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the only thing I like that I don't like about Ill or Kill, this is one of my favorite segments. This is the segment that's really, really, really helps artists. It's really one of the core missions of K100 Radio. But the only thing I hate about Ill or Kill is it's based on callers. It's at the mercy of people calling. The subway, no one has to call. I don't care. Even with the talk shows, I only need like four people to have a conversation with, and I can make a 2-hour segment out of that. It's easy. Ill or kill? Ill or kill? No. Ill or kill needs at least 15 to 20 people actively trying to talk online. Seriously. And like right now, I can't start Ill or Kill yet because I've got to have at least 10 people that I know for a fact is ready with their hands raised. Ready to vote on this music. Or I can't play a song. Why would I play a song and then no one's going to vote, and then it's just basically a waste of airtime. That's the only part about, you know, doing Ill or Kill, especially at prime time when motherfuckers want to watch Grey's Anatomy and basketball and all this other kind of shit. Even though I got, let me count this for you. This is the crazy part about Ill or Kill. This is the crazy part about K100 Radio. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26 songs. That's just from the last Ill or Kill, which was Monday. 26 more songs, 26 different artists who want their music played on Ill or Kill tonight. But, you know, we gotta wait for people to get on the phone line. If everybody who sent in a song would just say, I'm going to call in to the show, you know, you feel me? I'd be okay, you feel me? Because the artists are ultimately the ones who I'd be wanting to rate the music at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? But I'd be wanting regular callers to rate the music too, you feel me? People are just consumers and stuff. But I'd be wanting the artists to give their opinion. And then some of the artists call in, and they have their people call into the show. They have 30 motherfuckers on my phone lines, everybody representing from their hood and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? They do that. And then once I play their song, like, 40 motherfuckers hang up at the same time. That's why I'm be playing you niggas shit till like an hour later. Yeah, I'm on to that game. I don't mind y'all flooding the lines. It's part of K100. It shows you got support. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm just not going to play you like really at the top of the thing, though. You feel me? I'm glad you guys got support and stuff. You feel me? Okay, let's see who we got coming on in here. All right. The challenger. Guy named the challenger, KD, and KD's people have just infected my fucking timeline. I don't even know where KD is from, but wherever KD is from, I should have whatever zip code that is. I should have 50 people on the line representing for KD tonight because her and her massive and her minions have invaded the K100 Radio timeline on Twitter. Back to 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 back tweets. But hey. Somebody named Blackjack, Miss Storm, Rain Man. This is stuff that people sent in. Now, you know how it goes. They're not telling me I'm going to play these motherfuckers because if they don't call and they don't get the people on the line. See you next time. Nikki B. Barrels the Beast. And that's a girl, I think. I don't know. Was that a female? I don't know. Nightcrawler. Kid Terrific, Spody, Gutter Boy, J. Clyde, Travis Starr. I think that's R&B right there. A new joint by Dick and Jane, the people who sent in 2 weeks ago, Purple and Strawberry, I'm gonna make the lunder. I don't really know the words, but people like it. It's on the subway. Beyond Global, Always Low, that's the name of the artist, Always Low. Young Sick, but he spelled it, C-Y-K. Okay, nice. A new one by Jameel Steele, who's got a joint in rotation called Southern Girl that's on the subway, and a lot of people like that, a lot of women like that. But he's got a new joint called The Ruler's Back, all right? Rain, this is a white female rapper. Rain, we're going to see what the white female going to do. Rain, all right? Chaney, Prince Radio, Ra, and a new joint by the homie Glenwood, Lay Low. So those are some of the songs that we got, you know, ready to queued up and ready to go for K1's Internet Radio episode 260, Illa Kill. All right, so let's go ahead and start some of this music. All right, here we go. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm going to open up a couple of phone lines and see how many of the artists are actually checking in. As you know well, with K1's Internet Radio's Illa Kill, I show preferential treatment to the people who call into the show. So I don't care if you sent the song in tonight or if you sent the song in last week. If you sent the song in 2 hours ago, but you're sitting on the phone lines and you're trying to support the show, I'm going to play you before a motherfucker that emailed me some shit 3 weeks ago, sent me the MP3, and then I never heard from him again. Now, per the rules, I will play it when the fuck I get to it. I ain't in a rush to play your shit, and you ain't in a rush to hit the phone lines and see what your feedback is like and rate other people's music. I ain't in a rush. Pumpy break. But, I will get to it eventually. I promise I will. So let me go ahead and see on the phone lines, see who's checking in. We got a couple people on the phone lines. I got enough already that I can go ahead and start the show. Let me see if any artists are checking in, though. Let me see. 850, this is the 850. 850252, is this an artist?
Yep. Small Tell, what's going on?
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Got a new joint by you. All right, we're going to go ahead and play that. The Ruler's Back. The Ruler's Back. We're going to play some of that new Jameel Steele, you know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, homie? What you got popping down there in the 850?
Just stepped out the studio from working on the debut album that's dropping in September. And, you know, a lot of other stuff, speak on it. My spoken word poetry event that I do every month. And a lot of other concerts and stuff that I got coming up in the latest couple months.
Okay. Are you dropping an album or a mixtape? I heard you use the word album. Are you doing an album or a mixtape?
No, it's an actual album. Album.
I'm going to buy it just because you're dropping an album and not a mixtape. That's what I'm going to buy. Exactly. Exactamundo. Okay, go ahead. Would you say that?
And actually, Southern Girl is the single from the album.
Oh, okay. Well, people like Southern Girl. That's one of the ones that people hit me up and be like, oh, I like that one that's playing. And they, you know, ask me what's up. I be telling you artists to send me links, like forward me links so people can download these singles, especially when I'm doing the subway. Because sometimes people literally be like, Blizzard, where can I get that song? And I tell artists all the time, yo, when you see me retweeting your stuff out on the subway, retweet it and then put a link to that song, whether it's Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, or whatever. People may want to download the record. I don't know why people find that so difficult, especially when I'm doing all the work, playing it and tweeting it out for you and telling people, this song is being played on K100 Radio right now, and then you should retweet it back with a link in case they want to buy it. And yours is one of the songs that people be wanting to download. All right, so you guys make sure you do that, artists, please. I'm trying to help you guys out here. You got to work with me, all right? Make sure you guys, you know, put links up, you know, to your music and stuff. Go to the K1's radio page and say, you know, or tweet K100, be like, yo, this was on the subway last night. If you're feeling it, add, tag a link to it so they can, you know, go download it. You feel me?
Word.
Yeah, make sure y'all do that, man. That's for every artist listening. All right, so we got the Jameel Steele joint lined up. Let me see who else is on the phone line. 901, what's popping? Who's this?
Man, Dropout.
Dropout, aha. You've been waiting for a minute. Dropout's been waiting for a minute. Yeah, he's sending in, you know, but he's on the phone line. He's following protocol now. He's where the name of that joint is Here Tonight. Here Tonight, right?
Yep.
All right, we got Dropout. You know, you make sure now, you know, once we play your song, you don't just hang up and be like, ah, fuck them niggas now. I got my shit. Stay on the phone lines, please, sir, and rate some other people's music, all right?
All right, I guess.
All right, stand by. 843-640, what's popping? Who's this? LL?
Did you get my new music? You got my track?
Uh-oh. You sent me some new music?
You know I ain't sent you no music.
Oh. Don't be playing this shit. Serious.
But I am really, really excited about tonight, and I can't wait to hear what everyone else sent, though.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, stand by, all right?
Bye.
You guys might want to, you know, check out LL. You know, she's on radio. You feel me? Down in up in Carolina. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about it, you never know who's listening. I'm gonna tell y'all real quick. Let me mute the music. I'm gonna put y'all up on game for everybody to listen. Hold on, who is this? 214. 214, who's this?
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler. Got his joint lined up. Let's see the name of that joint. They Ain't Ready, right? That's the name of that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Nightcrawlers. He's in the building. Let me see. Make sure I got them. See, Nightcrawler. Wait a minute. I'm gonna find that. Stand by. Oh, my dumb ass didn't spell it right. My bad. I found it. You know how people, we spell stuff like how we, everything is in alphabetical order, so I kind of spelt it like, okay, I misspelled it. Fuck it, whatever. It's in here. I got the Nightcrawler joining here, all right? You feel me? They Ain't Ready. So we got him in, on deck. Who else is in here? 404-835. Who's this?
Yo, it's Omega.
What up? This James.
You know what I'm saying? Real Dick and Jane up in here checking in, baby. What up?
What up, Purple and Strawberry?
Yeah. We up in here today, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, man, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to say something to all the artists out there real quick. Yo, if you're an artist and you ain't respected what the boy Blizzum is out here doing, man, fuck your life. For real. Because the boy Blizzum is showing hella love to the streets right now. Real talk. Niggas out there ain't doing this shit. This shit is unheard of. You heard?
Right. I'm trying to get him on deck, man. I'm trying to get him on board. You feel me? But we finna go ahead and crank this thing up. You know what I'm saying? Because I got people on the phone lines. I got my artists checking in. I got other folks checking in. I got other people from other radio stations checking in. And we finna go ahead and blow this thing out. You feel me? Stand by. All right?
Let's go.
All right. But what I wanted to say was, you guys, listen, I'm creating a stir. Pay attention. There are people who are talking to me behind the scenes saying, Blizzum, we are listening. They're asking me, who do you think that, you know, who really has great music? Can you forward some of this to us? These are important people, okay? You know, they're not necessarily, the Lyra Cohens of the world, you feel me? But at the end of the day, they are people who are in positions. They're throwing major showcases and doing a lot of stuff, man. And so these people are, you know, checking out K100 and listening to some of these songs and stuff. You know, they don't go through and listen to every episode, but then they hit me up and be like, yo, who's really on their grind? Who's really emailing you and really, really out here and got some good music that people be telling you they want? And I be telling them. I be telling them what I see. What I be seeing other people retweet and what other people be emailing me back like, yo, that one song you played, though, I want to download that. And I be telling the people, you know, the people, these be the people, all right? I'm just a vessel. That's all this was created for. This was just to be like an A&R for the streets. You know what I'm saying? This is because you guys, you know, a DJ is going to charge you, and you're going to be afforded DJ, and this is for you guys to really just get some exposure, you know, free exposure at a central location where people can listen to a lot of underground hot music, you feel me? One place, one-stop shop. All you got to do is go in and click the subway, and then listen to that shit back to back and be like, I like that record. That's basically what I'm doing here at K1's Internet Radio and promoting you guys at the same time. You feel me? If you don't know, these things can be replayed. If you got websites, you can take our widgets. We allow you to do that. Take our widgets, put it up on your website, and then people can hear the K100 show. You know that if you do an interview, anything like that, if you schedule an interview or your song gets played and people ill it all the way across the board, you can take that episode and put it on your website. We give everybody free reigns to do that. It's to help you. This is the whole, I'm doing this for free, and I'm doing it to help you. And it's all about respect for the game. It's because I really love hip-hop. I'm an artist myself, and I have respect for everybody, all right? So let's go ahead and get it. Episode 260. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and run this dropout, the DJ dropout joint, because he sent it in a while ago. You feel me? He's on the line, and he sent it in a while ago. You feel me? So we're going to go ahead and run him. The name of this joint is, hold on, give me the line. Hold on, let me find it real quick. I don't watch it. DJ Dropout, hold on, DJ Dropout. Let me find you right here, homie. We're gonna do him first, and then we're gonna run with that. We'll probably run with that Jamil Steel. All right, DJ Dropout here tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right here on K1's Internet Radio. You know the drill. I play the song, and then you tell me, is it ill or should it be killed? DJ Dropout. here tonight, right here on K1's Internet Radio. Batter up!
Yeah. On the rear, I need all y'all turn your radios all the way up. I'm feeling this one. I'm by your side, no cell phone. I'm still on last night when you didn't want to go home. Now let's trade homes, trade in places. The same faces facing each other and having the blood in the veins racing. Saying I'm crazy in love. You're delirious, wondering what's underneath this obey. I guess you're curious. Well, it's a heart. Well, that's a start. See, we're connected. If someone put us both apart, consider us dissected. Don't wreck it. This train of love I'm taking. Signs up asking, have you seen me? I've been taken in the hands of this beautiful beast. I've had the pleasure to meet. And now we're living in peace, just like the souls of deceased. Oh my gosh, you're killing me, drowning me in love. Thank God that you keep reeling me back into your arms, your thoughts. We talk about how we can't live without each other, without thinking of one another. Yeah. Take a far trip off into the sunset. I know how they're trying to break us apart, making you upset, but don't fret, cause you know that I'm here for you. Making this big creeper from horror land sincere from you. I'm hearing you, telling me how you wishing that this would never end. And if it did, we would go back to where we all began. I feel you, truthfully I've been thinking the same. Hearing your soft voice on the phone calling my name. You're giving me these times of tall tales. Looking towards the future where I would take off your veil and kiss some sweet lips. Thank God I'm not a diabetic, feeling as I'm in heaven. Could have sworn that I have died already. Yeah, you're my baby, the first and only lady I've allowed in my heart. And we conversate more than daily. Want you to know that I would never leave you. Now say it back and watch how fast that I say I believe you. Yeah.
Name of the joint is called Here Tonight. You feel me? Let's go to the phone lines. Hit the phone lines up if you're listening. 347-934-0966. That's the number. That's the number. The number to the show. My bad. 347-934-0966. If you're out there on the internet and you're listening, go ahead and call in. Please stay on the line though, because when you hang up just to listen to the song on the internet and then call back, you go all the way to the bottom of the damn show. Plug your phone up into the wall. You know what I'm saying? I hope you ain't working with a minute phone. All right. First off, from New Jersey, Blessed Child, what you think about that record, homie?
No, I figured, man, he cleaned it up, man. Work on that quality. Work on that quality. He got a hit, man. That, man, look, I hear that. Just work on that quality, man. You got a hit on your hands.
All right. One L. Let's see what the rest of the people thinking. 214, what you think about that?
I'm thinking the same as the last call. You know what I'm saying? He got the flow. There ain't no doubt about that. Just clean that shit up, man, and I think he on point with it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you giving it ill?
Yeah, I ill it.
All right, ill. Deacon James.
You.
What up? What you think about that last joint, DJ Dropout, here tonight?
I'm gonna have to kill it, and here's why.
Okay.
Not because homeboy is whack or the song was whack.
Uh-huh.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Song, we fucking with the song. And it's some shit like rhyming some old hip hop shit. But the thing is with Bless Child and what Homeboy just before, it just said it need to clean it up. And for real, like it's been like a couple of weeks, we've been throwing it out there. It's like everybody, we got to work on the sound quality, man. It's the sound quality. That's it.
Okay. So you're giving it a kill based on sound quality.
That's all.
Okay. All right. Stand by. I told some of the artists last week, we had like four people whose songs got killed because it was like just, they was like, we like the song, but we can't understand what people are saying, or it didn't sound mixed and mastered and stuff. You feel me? So that's been the criteria that a lot of people's songs been getting killed on K100 Internet Radio. When you send it into the show, man, we got a lot of people who's like, yo, we expect for you to bring your A game. You know what I mean? Just like it's an open mic, bring your A game. You know what I mean? 850-252, what's popping?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm pretty much the same way as everybody else, just, you know, fix up the sound quality a little bit so that way, you know what I'm saying, the song can be heard a little bit more better.
Uh-huh.
But I did hear it was a decent little song, so I give it a
okay. That's 3-1. LL, what you think about it?
I like it. And I agree with everyone else that's saying to fix up the sound quality of it. But, like, I kind of like the messiness in it as well. So I would fix it, of course, to intentionally make it sound a little, like, you know, a little rugged.
Uh-huh. But you're giving it an L?
I don't know if that's making any sense. Of course I'm giving it an L.
Okay.
I don't know if I made any sense just then, but, yeah, I'm giving it an L.
Okay, giving it an L. All right. 678-751, who's this?
The Hustle Boy.
Hustle Boy, what up, homie? Did you hear that last song?
No, I didn't get a chance to hear it. I came in right after.
All right, we'll stand by. We'll get you voting on the next one, all right?
All right, bet.
All right, 850-532, what's popping? Who's this?
Say my name. Wait up.
Vision.
What's up, please?
What you think about that? What you think about that DJ dropout here tonight?
I'm gonna ill it, but of course I'm with everybody else about cleaning it up. But I would also work on my delivery if I were him. The lyrics are good, the hook was good, the beat was good, but it kind of sounded like he was reading it to me.
Okay, but you're still gonna give it an ill, right?
Yeah, I'm ill it.
All right. Okay. And keeping it 100 tonight, 843-696. It's Billy Bad.
You know it, man. What's popping, homie?
What's up, homie? Did you hear that last record?
Yeah, man. And I got my opinion on it, too. And I'm illing it, man. The shit was dope. I love the beat. His flow, yeah, it was a little offbeat a little bit. But it did remind me of, like, some old school Big Boy when he first came out with Southern Play Lifted. So, yeah, I mean, if he can get on beat with some of the stuff or cut out some of the words to ride the beat, then, yeah, I mean, that would be an instant hit. But other than that, I dig it, man. I ill it.
All right. DJ Dropout. Oh, no, it's not him. 678-5678. Oh, that's Hustle Boy. My bad. That's Hustle Boy. Where did DJ Dropout go? I don't know where DJ Dropout. Well, anyway, I don't know if he's still on the phone or not, but he got an ill. That was actually a 7-1 vote. That was actually a 7-1 vote. And the one person that killed it, you know what I'm saying, they basically said they liked the song. They just was like clean up the quality, which was general consensus across the board. All right, so DJ Dropout, the homie, he'll be on the subway, you feel me, in rotation with that joint here tonight in automatic rotation for K100 Internet Radio. You know, everybody who gets ill tonight, they get put into the subway, which is the all-music segment on that show. I don't do hardly any talking. I just run like 40 songs back-to-back, and then, you know, you can just take that and just, you know, play it in the background while you're cleaning up your house or, you know, whatever, man. It goes so hard. That last subway that I just did, yo, go back and listen to that shit. Your FM radio ain't fucking with that, and that's all indie music. That's all I got to say about that. And I had a whole bunch of shit banging for 3 hours straight. All right, next up. All right. We're going to hit the people that's on the lines. We're going to hit the people that's on the lines, all right? Jameel Steele, The Ruler's back. New joint by Jameel Steele. He's already got a joint, the single off his new album that he's got coming out, Southern Girl. And the women go crazy about that. They love Southern Girl on the subway. People be hitting me up like, run that Southern Girl. But we got a new joint that he's got called The Ruler's Back. I'm going to run that right now. You guys tell me what you think about it. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Right here. Batter up.
Got no problem with the game right now. Thought I always have to come up in the spotlight and prove myself time and time again. Time to recognize who the hell is from now. Check it.
supposed to talk through the advantage. And cowards with con calling calamity. Miss me with the exaggerated, fabricated fallacies. This year the dramatic you call catastrophe. Wise man told me plan for the dreams you want to achieve. The coming fruition, so now the mission to inject pain on those that's not recognizing. My regime pain, a fatal price is arriving. A new day to be on the other side of that hyphen. Besides the one that birthed you, this the only time I'll alert you. Eliminating the leaders from politics on ingenious. Make way for the true air with the single teaching. Look, simply genius, you can stop best kept secret. Nearly went and crucified. Any recollection of a greater purpose one had exemplified, yet had not realized. The shell of a man could die, but spirit within had been solidified. See, with my daily dissertations, I had more than tried to help create a nation with unfeeble minds. So what you see in my gift of gab is a generation of dry bones, giving a new lease in life. The attempt to exile me was pathetic, and quite futile, astounding is my aesthetic. Marvelous rhetoric, impressive game. A-Town is the city I first started to fame. Microphones on the daily dungeon family. All I wanted to claim, they finally recognize where I reign. So off we go, sign off the war and blows. And hold on, because the driver, they can call us a pro. So we respect, come on. Let's move, and get down. Get the respect, come on. And let's move, and get down.
Yes. That's the homie Jamil Steele representing the state of Florida out of the A50 by way of ATL, though I think he's a child of the ATL also, but he's down in A50 in Florida. But I think he is a child of the ATL, student of the Dungeon family. I think so, yeah. All right, that was Jamil Steele's new joint called The Ruler's Back. Let's go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Let me know what you think about the Jamil Steele, The Ruler's Back. Blessed Child up in New Jersey. What you think about it, homie?
I'm not going to kill it because I didn't kill the last one. But the fact that you can tell that the boy got talent, he got skills, man, but y'all need to clean that quality up, man. That's what hurting y'all right now. But other than that, I'm ill.
All right. I would say vocals are a tad bit low on that. Vocals are a tad bit low. But that's just, you know, my vote doesn't count, but that's just my engineering ear. But I feel that, you know, I feel what you're saying about the quality. The vocals are a little low. But the record is dope. That's what I think. But my vote doesn't count. Let's go back up to the next one. Nightcrawler, what you think about that Jamil Steele, Ruler's Back?
Once again, same thing, man. We going to ill it, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a fan of music, you know, when he's out there doing something. But, man, let's hear that shit, man. If you going to do it, let's hear it. All
right. If you going to do it, let's hear it. Dick and Jane.
Yeah, we gonna end it. I actually I feel better about this one than the last one, because the last one, the dude, to me, he was slipping and sliding, like he couldn't stay on tempo, and it sounded like he actually recorded the song and then they just took a beat and sandwiched together and made it go together. To me, it didn't sound on beat like this guy right here. This one sounds more on point. Ill.
Okay. LL, what you think about it? Radio ready. LL?
Oh. Yes, I'm here. Sorry. I was in the Mac store, but yeah, okay. I like that one.
You like that one, L?
Yeah.
Okay. Hustle Boy.
Yo.
What'd you think about that last record?
From what I heard, I get an ill. Because some of it, I couldn't hear all of it, but I ill it, though.
Okay.
It seems like he's going pretty nice on it.
Let's see, 562-394, what's popping? Who's this?
This is one of the artists that submitted their song.
Okay, what's your name?
KD.
Oh, KD, you've been, you and your people have been assaulting my fucking Twitter line. I should see 1,000 562s in a minute when I get to your record. You okay? I got you on, okay?
Okay.
Did you hear the last song? You going to vote on the last song? Did you hear the last one?
Yeah, I like that. You can ill it.
Okay. 44578, what's poppin'? Who's this?
Yeah, it's Rock in the Building. I also submitted my song not too long ago.
Okay, who is this?
Rax.
Rax?
Yeah, Rax. R-A-C-K-S.
R-A-C. Did you just do it?
Yeah, I did it. I'm checking my email right now to make sure that I sent it. But on that last song, I'm an Eric. I respect his hustle. Yeah, my song is coming in right now. I'm going to resend it to you. Make sure you got it, okay?
All right, I don't know if I'll be able to get it because you're supposed to have it submitted before I go live, so I can't upload while I'm live. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. I can't upload to the system while I'm actually running the show. But still stand by. We may be able to get it in, all right?
All right, bro.
404-784, what you think about that last?
Because you are.
Oh, they arguing. Somebody arguing. 901, what you think about that last record?
Yo, man.
What up?
That flow is what we need, you know what I'm saying? On the radio nowadays, like, I respect the man's grind, you know what I'm saying? He killed that track, so I'm going to ill it.
All right. Everybody's giving it an ill pretty much so far. You feel what I'm saying? Let's go back up here. That's 6. What's the deal with 5-6? That's 6. That's basically he can't get killed now because that's best out of 10 right there. I'll take one more call, though, real quick. 517, what's popping? Who's this?
What's going on, man? I'm trying to vote for Nightcrawler song.
Oh, for Nightcrawler joint? Hold on a second. We're going to get it on in a minute, all right?
Got it.
Did you hear the last record?
No, I've been with you, man. My bad.
All right, stand by. All right, so, but the ruler's back joint. Let's go back to her. Jamil Steele.
What's good, yo?
What's going on? They gave you an L. You feel me? Basically, you can't lose. Even if 4 more people killed it, you know, you pretty much got enough ills to get back and get by. I think you went hard on the flow on that, too, myself, personally. But, again, you know, it could be the mix could be touched. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? The mix could be touched. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, since it already got illed, you can always resubmit another mix of the song that got illed. You feel me? So, you know, when it's getting on the subway or whatever, it can be the best quality, you know, so you can put your best foot forward once it's in rotation on the subway. So, keep that in mind, artists. If you get a song and people say the quality is not all right, but they like the song, then you can always resubmit that same song only to me. Same song. Don't try and switch it up. It's not going to work. You can resubmit the same song with a better mix to K100 Radio. I will do that for you. All right, but it gave it an ill, homie. All right, you're going to stand by and vote on some more music, right?
Word up. Appreciate it. I sure will.
All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Check out the parent site, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Next up. We'll go ahead and get the kid Nightcrawler on deck. We got Dick and Jane after that. We're running Dick and Jane joint after Nightcrawler. Who else on the line? KD's on the line. You feel me? I suggest you guys get y'all peoples. Y'all better start sending out them text messages and shit. I had 50 motherfuckers goddamn hitting my damn phone lines. I mean, my Twitter, talking about KD. At least 50. You know how you get your little thing on your phone from Tweetcaster? Every time I look at this bitch, it's 30 more motherfuckers talking about some KD! KD! Woo! About to have 50 motherfuckers on the phone line when I play the KD joint. Ain't no way she should get killed. But we gonna see. It's happened before. Next up, Nightcrawler, all right? Nightcrawler. The name of this joint is called They Ain't Ready. You feel what I'm saying? As you can tell, people have real stringent rules and expectations about you artists and your music on the show. Better get it mixed and mastered. That's all I can tell you. Right here, Nightcrawler, They Ain't Ready. Batter up.
Hear that cheap side talking, gone bump with your bitch. Oh, yes, it's all fun and games until I get it. You shit, keep on counting facts that you wish you were seeing. Nightcrawler's a fucking beast with intentions like these. I'm a nightmare for ya, but this ain't hell, man. You can get your bitch mob. I got something for them. I bring heat like burning sheets. You pussies can go to sleep. I am the first coming, and man shall follow me. Suckers pretend to be they folks without the facts. I'm shitting no pussy niggas with flows that's X-Flax. The game for you is over. Call it a done daughter. You saw for than the ass of a kid. That Google Gaga's over here, you get snotter. I'm slapping niggas like Shaka. I slam and zip your ass like files. You find no cops, I put holes up in your daughter. I lead, but never follow. My career gon' go forever, and yours go into mine. That call us a fucking problem. You can't handle me, man. Far from being a worm, I'm a fucking Taipan. Me and crew together, bitch niggas, you cannot fuck with us. My words are purgatory, which means I'm fucking venomous. So keep on acting silly, badass like Billy, till your body's all stiff. Harder than niggas will, it's like the state pen. You can catch a Philly, cold like winter time. I'm leaving these niggas chilly.
They ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this. No, they ain't ready, they ain't ready, they ain't ready for this.
2012, tell me what's left to do. This the year the game gets introduced to a dangerous crew. Nightcrawler and crew, two chips off that hip-hop lot. We stocked, we ain't gon' stop. Check your clock, the game is now locked. I hear you bumping your lippies, living so carefree like hippies. Listen to soldiers march, bitch, prepare to run on your tippies. I've been watching you pussies, all you do is click mouses. We grown over here, call us rap perverts as we lift blouses. I'm exposing you cowards, you and your bars don't match. You nice like Izmo, call me the first gremlin hash. I'm spitting nasty shit, I'm on my llama flow. Watch my lava grow, it's endless, yo. I'm a swole up commie, yo. I'm sexy to rap Fabio. Long dick a hoe like I'm Tommy, yo. I'll fuck the whole urban culture up. I'm in Romney at an Obama show. Y'all gotta go, you a novice, yo. I'm a motherfucking monster, bro. I put you where Jaws would go. You fish food like an Osama toe. Y'all don't want it with me, calling me sick is being nice. Y'all ain't ready, I'm pear shaded. Holy Christ, I'm the only son of a bitch willing to die for my music. Let me explain this rap shit, I live it. Y'all choose it, y'all live off fictional tales. Y'all ain't no fucking thug. I ain't no thug either, I'm the product of an entity. Thug, y'all are out of your fucking league. This goes way past the rap.
Alright, I was trying to wait for another hook, but it just kept going. 347-934-0966, that's the number of dollars of the show. 347-934-0966. You know, we cut them off at 2:45. No more than 3 minutes. That's it. All right. No one gets played more than 3 minutes on the show. So if I get your song cut off, it's like we radio over here. We got to cut it off. Can't let you run the whole 4 minutes and 30 seconds. It's not going to happen. 347-934-0966. That was Nightcrawler. They ain't ready. What you think about it? We'll start from the top. Bless child.
It sounds like he recorded with a radio. And she sang one video and recorded off another video. But I'm going to tell this because the lyrics is hot, man. The lyrics is hot, man. It's good.
You said it sounded like it recorded off a radio or another radio and then you illed it.
Yeah, the lyrics. I'm illed because the lyrics. He got the lyrics, man. The lyrics had me. Because I'm not sloppy, man.
All right. You giving it an ill?
Yeah.
Okay. Dick and James.
Yo.
What up? What you on? Ill or kill?
I don't know. I'm kind of in between on this one, man. Like, it was a few lyrics he had me, you know what I'm saying, nodding my head a little bit. But then, in another sense, I was feeling like he was rapping, like, a little bit similar to Lil B. Like, he, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mixed in
with a little bit of Cam or something. Like, ooey, gooey, dooey, dooey. I don't know. It's I'm in between because the track was hot. But see, Bonnie saying kill. See what I'm saying? So Bonnie saying kill. Okay. You know what?
I'm dead.
All right, there we go. Well,
okay. Jamil Steele.
Yeah.
Jamil Steele. Yeah.
Oh, I'm kind of the same way as well, but I'm a illit just because the flow was decent. Yeah, had a decent flow on it.
Okay. You giving it an ill, all right? Hustle Boy.
Yo.
What'd you think about that?
What's it?
Nightcrawler.
Yeah. I'm going to have to kill it because it sounds like he was trying too hard.
Okay, you sound like he's trying too hard?
Yeah. I had it on speakerphone. Everybody in here was like, what the hell is that? I'm
okay.
Sorry. We're going to have to kill it.
Okay. All right. 404-784, what you think about it?
My bad. I missed it. I was yelling at the kids.
Oh, my God. Hey, stand by. 562-394, what's popping? Who's this?
It's Katie.
Okay. Katie, what you think about it?
I'm going to say kill it.
Okay.
I didn't hear no passion behind it. Like, it doesn't, it seems like he's just doing it to have fun.
Okay. Kill. Glenwood Lalo, what you think about that last record?
Oh, man, I just tuned in, bro. I ain't even here, bro. My bad. I'm here now, though. I'm here now, though. I'm here. Yeah.
All right. 44578, who's this?
That's Rax in the building.
Who is this, Rax?
Yeah, Rax.
Okay, did you hear the last joint, Illa Kill?
I did. I'm going to have to kill that. I'm sorry. Like, that was not, it wasn't good.
Okay. 704-532, what's popping? Who's this? Yo, 704.
Yo.
What up? What's popping? Who's this?
This Jay.
What up? Did you hear the last song?
Nah, I didn't. I missed it.
All right, stand by. 678-768, what's popping? Who's this? 678-768. Oh, 678-768, they dropped it. All right. Right now, that's 5-2. All right. I got to get another vote in here. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to get at least another one more vote in here real quick. 517. Who's this?
Man, that's ill, man. That's my boy. That nigga go hard, man. He jump all them kills and put all them ills, man, and that nigga go hard. He sound like he trying too hard. But put that dude on wax, man. Stop fighting. Listen to the lyrics, man. That's what you need to listen to, the lyrics. They hard, man. They gonna come no harder than that. So if he's trying too hard, that's his raw talent. You feel me?
All right. 5-3. Let's see if he can. Can he pull it out? Where is 404? Oh, Nightcrawler. Let's see. Well, he gets to vote on his own. Nightcrawler, I know you're going to get yourself an ill.
You know what? I mean, I'm always going to get myself an ill.
Right.
But I don't know what in the hell going on, because when you, I don't know if it's the transition, but that track should have never sound like that. I keep hearing the wibble and the wobble and going out. It doesn't sound like that. I do take criticism very well, so, you know what I'm saying, all the people, you know, who put your opinion in there, hey, much respect to you, you know what I'm saying, you're entitled to your opinion, and I do take everything in the wax. As far as me trying too hard, nah, it just comes natural, trust me. Just check out a lot more of my tracks. I got a few more out sitting up in there. I ain't going to stop, trust me. If you ain't like that one, I got more you will like, I promise you that.
Absolutely, send some more in. It's a 5-4. It's a 5-4. So it lost. You feel what I'm saying? It's a 5-4. But please send me some more stuff in, though. You feel me? A lot of people send like 2-3 songs in, then one of them, you know, gets in. You feel me? You know, no one ever. No, I've only had like 2 people like just quit and say I ain't sending no more shit in. And I'm like, why? Like,
oh,
like,
no.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I got my own show as well. You know, and at the end of the day, you got to look at it like, you know, everybody's not gonna like everything. You know, so at the end of the day, hell, it doesn't stop the music, man. You don't never get discouraged out of this, that, and other. I've been in this game for over 20 years. I ain't going no damn way. You heard me?
Absolutely. All right, stand by. You going to stand by and keep voting?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to still be here.
All right, stand by. All right, so the Nightcrawler joint, that one got killed. But he's going to send some more shit in, you feel me? I hope he does. Shouts out to all the artists who get songs killed and then send some more shit in and then get right back on the subway. I only had 2 artists ever call the show and be like, fuck KM100 after that. Everybody else who got killed, they sent some shit in until that shit got ill. That's why I'm the kind of people I fuck with. Alright, next up. Dick and Jane, then KD on deck. So let's go up to this new Dick and Jane joint. The name of this joint is Shit Ain't the Same. New Dick and Jane, you feel me, right here on KM100 Internet Radio. They already got one joint called Purple and Strawberry that's in rotation on the subway. You feel me? So this is a new joint by Dick and Jane. It's called Shit Ain't the Same, right here on K1's Internet Radio. All right, batter up, you dig?
Headline.
remember when this shit was cool.
Yeah.
When niggas had more respect and your toughest days was high school.
That's right.
If it was beef, it was a fist fight. When D-Boys was the niggas in the hood with the limelight.
Yeah.
Remember when niggas was really spitting?
Do uh-huh. you
remember how niggas was really shitting?
Uh-huh.
I mean, jump on the mic and get the spelling. It's like they don't wanna hear hip hop no more. So I throw on my cape and I jump in the booth. And then I shuffle some signs to give you the truth. And what I put in my lines, I put it to you. But still
okay.
I'm sick of the trash and tired of bull. That's why I started the label to take them to school.
Take a look around, tell me what you see, pa. The game seen up and down like seesaw. What you talking about, mega? What you mean, dawg? Hey, things all wrong, cause shit ain't the same. Take a look around, tell me what you see, pa. Don't nobody give a fuck, what's going on? What you talking about, mega? What you mean, dawg? Hey, things all wrong, cause shit ain't the same.
People, the places, the things, rap is all now.
Yeah.
The rumors, the drama, the beef, shit is all foul.
Yeah.
The glitter, the money, the fame, shit is all clouds.
Yeah.
My efforts to bring the essence are going all out.
Uh-huh.
Running kilometers on rap, nigga.
I laugh.
Yeah. It's either you hang or you gon' fall out. What's happening? You either remain or you all trapped. I'm saying, can you maintain or you tap it out?
Blank.
Puzzle pieces I finally get to put together.
Yeah.
Seeing shit for what it is, nothing better. Setting my mental navigation destination,
yeah.
Doing the same shit I said, and I know better. Loading Berettas while sipping on amarettas. At the sour just to make my thoughts better. Who the hell cares? Cause don't nobody give a fuck no more. So why should I? Now the plan is to start till I die.
That's
it's
right.
Been fucked up and I don't give a fuck why.
Take a look around, tell me what you see, pa. The game seen up and down like seesaw. What you talking about, mega? What you mean, dawg? Ain't things all wrong, cause shit ain't the same. Take a look around, tell me what you see, pa. Don't nobody give a fuck, what's going on? What you talking about, mega? What you mean, dawg? Ain't things all wrong, cause shit ain't the same.
Remember when bitches were still women,
yeah.
And corners and blocks we still bending.
Uh-huh.
No more brothers and cousins are still kinning. And when they kept it real, for real, they was all winning.
Yeah.
Forever and ever we try to reach a higher peak, but nevertheless it's never what it used to be.
Uh-huh.
We too fly, that's how you know we gotta die.
Yeah.
Style and swagger music,
right?
Know we on the high. And know I'm down to die, cause you can see it in my eyes. And no one ever rides when the real pass by. You can see it in my eyes when I drive by. This ain't a homicide, good, it's a drive-by. And I got it in my mind, call it flow a treat. My nigga roll a treat, so we can blast to the past and face reality. Not watching time, you watching me, but I'm watching that.
Alright, I had to cut it up because I let it actually run over 3 minutes because I don't like people cutting people off in their verses. But I let it run. He's actually over the 3 minute mark right there. But that was the new Dick and Jane. You feel me? The name of that is called Shit Ain't the Same. Let's go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Let's start from the top. Back up at the top. You know, I'm just going from the top of the thing and I just slide back down. I may start doing a random. I don't know. But we're going back to the top. You know, they've been on the longest. Blessed Child up in New Jersey. What you think about that Dick and Jane?
I put it like this. The first one I killed, my remark is that maybe don't want to put my blunt down. This one right here, I'm smoking right now. I'm like, yo, I'm in zone eight right now. I'm really feeling that right there. So I'm gonna give that a triple L.
All right. Let's see, Nightcrawler, what you think about that Dick and Jane?
I'm liking the different styles, you know what I'm saying? Yo, hell it.
All right.
Yeah, that's actually my speed. Like the third verse was killing it. Yeah, the female, she was nice. Yeah, I'm gonna L that.
Hustle Boy, what you think about that Dick and Jane?
I L that because I like the content.
All right.
I'm big on content.
He in there on the content. He fucking with it. KD, what you think about it?
I'm gonna L it.
Illing it. 44784. Face, what up?
Ill it, I love it.
Okay. Linwood Layla, what you think about it, homie?
Hey, boy, I felt like I was up top, man, in New York, sitting in the boroughs with all the suns and shit, man. You know, I'm feeling that, man. I'm gonna heal that, son.
Hey, sup, son? 404-578. What you think about the Dick and Jane?
You got the right sample of approval. I like that. Hit it.
704-352 at the 704. What you think about that Dick and Jane?
Ill.
They going all the way across the board. 386-492. What you think about that Dick and Jane?
Oh, that's my sister, my brother-in-law. I was there with them since the beginning, and she just wrote me on Facebook, told me to call this number. So I'm giving a shout-out to my sister, Duffel Bad Bunny, and my brother-in-law, Omega R.
I really like it. All right, I know you're giving it an ill day. Last one. It's pretty much all of it across the board. Can I get 10 in a row? 517-204. Who's this?
Ill, man. Ill.
Dick and Jane.
Hey, yo.
Yo, I got yelled across the board, man. Congratulations. It doesn't happen often on K100, as you well know.
Hey, yo, man, I know, man. And right now, for real, from the bottom of our hearts, man, we want to shout out to everybody, especially Blessed Child. I ain't going to lie, man. Blessed Child, one of the hardest critics to please on the ill of the killer, real talk. So if he gave it a triple ill, you know what I'm saying? Salute, my nigga. That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening, man. Shout out to everybody that ill the joint, you know what I'm saying? And stay tuned for some new shit, you know what I mean?
Right, and that joint's going to be on the subway. Yep. Of course, you know the subway is the underground ride out, the actual rotation edition of K1's Internet Radio. All the songs who get ill, they get put onto the subway, and then we play that show, and we run that show for like 2 or 3 hours. The last two of them, I ran for 3 hours because I had so much music. I'm probably going to have to keep running for 3 hours because I got just that much good music to where I can literally run 3 hours and still it'd be half of the motherfuckers I don't get a chance to play. You feel what I'm saying? So we're going to be running them subways for about 3 hours for the duration. And the more people who get ill and the more people who fuck with the show, then I may add another subway segment. So, you know, you can have numerous subway shows. But check out the subway, man. Those joints ride. You should download those to your iPod and shit and just bump all that hot independent music shit you don't never hear nowhere else but here on K100 Internet Radio. So make sure you do that. All right. Next up. Right here on K100 Internet Radio, Ill or Kill, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. KD. Hold on, let me get to her. Let me see. KD. All right, KD's people have invaded the K100 timeline. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. K100_radio. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow yours truly, too, on Twitter, too, please. At Blizm, BLIZM. Also, man, if you guys do Facebook, hit me up on Facebook, man. Just type in Blizm, all right? I actually Facebook a lot more than I Twitter. I actually like Facebook more. I just do. Whatever, don't judge me. I like Facebook more. I actually express myself a lot more on Facebook because I have a lot of shit to say, and I can't do it with 162 words. So I'm like, whatever. I just get on Twitter and just talk a little shit and not tell out and promote. But fuck with me on Facebook, man. I really give you a lot of game. I really put you up on a lot of links and a lot of music and a lot of other stuff that, you know, is just kind of hard to share on Twitter. So fuck with me on Facebook, too, man. Just go type in Blizm or type in K100 Radio. We've got pages. We've got a K100 Radio group. So if you're on Facebook, hit me up on Facebook. I'll add you to the K100 group, and it's full of promotions. It's full of people promoting, selling beats, you know, open mics, whatever. Everything for artists. K100 Internet Radio, the group. So fuck with me on Facebook, all right? All right, here we go. KD. All right, name of the joint is called Good For Me. All right, batter up.
Never win. So many reasons why.
646-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. The name of the joint was Good For Me. That was KD. Let's go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. Back up top to the top. Bless Child. Jersey, what's up?
I feel like the rap could have been a little bit louder. But other than that, I like the concept of the song, man. So I'm going to give it an L.
All right, L. Nightcrawler, what you think about it?
I actually like the song because I love listening to R&B music. Oh boy, it sounds like Gorilla Zoe, but I'm going to go ahead and edit it, you know what I mean?
Okay. He does sound like him a little bit, though. I'm just saying. I'm just saying he does. He's right. I'm saying I agree with that notion. Dick and Jay, what you think about it?
Oh, man. That's a most definite ill, man. We got an ill lap, man. I'm trying to figure out how we going to somehow network via K100. To see, you know what I'm saying, Shorty on the hook and can fuck around with a hook for us, for real.
That's you don't you won't be the first collaboration that's came out of this show, trust me, bro. It won't be the first. Alright? Another ill. Jamil Shell down to 850. What you think about that one, homie? KD.
I'm really digging that track right there. So I'm an ill that. I'm also with Dick and Jane on that one as well. But I want some of their contact info also. Collab with them, but I'm ill this one. KD,
all right. Okay, stand by. We'll let her give her information out in a minute. Linwood, lay low.
Hey.
What you think about that, KD?
Hey, let me ask you something. Was that Trey the Truth on the rapping and shit?
Nah, it doesn't say featuring Trey the Truth. Nah.
Oh, okay, nah. But I'm going to go ahead and hear it, though. I like the song, but I thought that was Trey the Truth rapping.
Okay, stand by.
Yeah.
44578.
Yo, what's up? Rack in the building. I'm gonna air that one. That one was fire. Shorty got a nice little voice on it. I'm fucking with it.
Alright. I'm trying to upload you in here, Rack. You feel me? As long as no one calls in before calls in that had sent something in before you, I'll get you on, alright?
Alright.
Stand by. 44428, what you think about that KD?
It's good, it's Phil Marks. I'm fucking with that track. I'm gonna ill at.
Phil Marsh, what's happening? Leaving the club with the baddest one.
Hey.
He's already on the subway.
Yeah, yeah.
In though. You feel me? Stand by. 770-572, what you think about that, KG?
Yo, yo, yo. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yo, Illet, this is Lois Lane and the crew. Illet, y'all, Illet.
Shout out to Lois Lane and the whole damn crew over there. What's up, peoples?
What up, Blizzon? What up, man? I like that. We like that over here.
Hey, she's getting illed across the board. Look like she's tied with you. Dick and Jane got illed across the board. Lois Lane had a new joint called I'm On It last week that hit Illa Kill, and now it's on the subway. It got illed across the board, so shouts out to her, and she's going to be in rotation. It's looking like KD's going to be right next to you. All right? I might run them back to back. Just two sexy women. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Why not? Okay, I'm done.
Competition, yo.
Stand by. 562-328, what's popping? Who's this?
What's good? It's cool ass Cam.
What's up, Cali? Cali?
Yeah, man. That joint right there, that's fire. We need that in full rotation all day, all right, every day.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much gonna make it at this point. Where is 562? Where is that?
That's Long Beach.
Long Beach. I told y'all, man, this is a national show. People all the way out in Long Beach sending in music, giving reviews. Stand by, homie. Hustle boy.
Yo.
What about that KD joint? What?
I'm gonna have to kill it because I couldn't really hear what she was saying.
Oh, one kill. Well, 9-1. Stand by. 9-1. KD, hold on, let me get back up here. Let me find KD. Where's she at? KD, where'd she go? Hold on a second. Let me find her. I had her up here a minute ago. She go. Oh, here she is. KD.
Yes.
Baby, welcome to the shit zone. You got 9 ills and 1 kill. 9 ills and 1 kill. I'll give you my personal opinion. I really like that record. You feel me?
It was featuring Trey the Truth.
Just Trey the Truth.
It is
Trey
the Truth.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Glenwood Lalo.
Hey, I knew it. I know Trey the Truth, man. I know that.
My
I know his voice.
Hey, my bad. I didn't know that.
That's
it didn't
my
say,
big brother.
No, well, in the email, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't say featuring Trey the Truth. It just said Kareem. It just didn't say that. Okay, so I can't know that. How am I supposed to know that? It's not what it said.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Okay, it's my fault. It's y'all fault. I'm not taking the blame on that shit. Fuck that. All right, JD, you on the subway?
Yay! Thank you, everybody.
And can you please? Can you please give out your information? Tell people how to get in contact with you. I think a lot of people is like, yo, they're trying to network and work. So how can people get KD?
The best way to reach me is actually on Twitter, and my Twitter is at singitkdee, or you can email my manager at it's Jeff JESS at NLESSDREAMS.com.
Or you could just go to the K100 timeline because it's all over my fucking timeline. you just cut to the chase and just go to the K100 timeline.
So, yeah, you'll see me everywhere.
Seriously. Stand by. You going to stand by and write some music?
Yeah.
I stand by. 347-934-0966. Where's my music, man? My background shit. Okay. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. KD pretty much got all the way across the board except for one at the end. But, you know, that's how it is. But still, that's real good. I mean, honestly, dog, on K100 Radio, you know, getting ill all the way across the board, and when you take 10 votes, it doesn't really happen that often, especially when Blessed Child's on the show. And Lalo. There's some critical motherfuckers. And Dick and Jane. Motherfuckers there. I can't vote. If I could vote, some of you niggas definitely will make it. All right, let's get it. All right, next up, I think this is the artist that was blowing me up on the what's the name? Let me go make sure I get these guys up in here. Remember, if you're an artist and you're on the phone line, make sure you hit the number 1 so I can know that you're actually on the phone line so I can get your music. You feel me? I'm going to try and upload the homie Rax joint. But we got a couple of artists that hit me up on Twitter and on the phone lines right now. And we're going to try and get them guys on first, all right? 347. I'm supposed to have an interview coming in. I don't know where the interview's at. I'm looking for the phone number on the switchboard. I've got about 30 people on the lines right now. If you're that artist that's supposed to be coming and doing the interview via Rainchild, please make sure you hit the number one so you can scoot to the top of the list, please, sir. And I can find your phone number a lot easier if you just, on the phone, hit the number one on your keypad, okay? Please do that for me because I've got about 30 people on the phone lines and it's kind of, the people who don't hit the number one, they're way at the bottom. All right, so please make that a little bit easier for me and press the number one. Please and thank you. Okay, next up. We got some more music by Glenwood Lalo. He's also on the line. But we also got Miss Storm, all right? I think this is actually a female rapper. This is a female rapper. We haven't, yeah, Miss Storm. Hold on, let me make sure I got that. Yeah, it is. Miss Storm, the name of this joint is called Out the Box. This is a female rapper, I think. I don't think this is R&B. Well, from the pictures. I don't know. I wonder. She has some sexy pictures, but I don't know if she's rapping or singing. I'll find out, but they've been hitting me up back to back and making sure they can get their rotation in. So I got them on deck. Miss Storm, two women back to back on K100 in there ready. Y'all tell me what you think. Batter up, Out the Box, Miss Storm.
I'm a brand new bitch. Fresh out the box. And when you blew me out, these niggas like the cops block. Cause I'm a badass bitch. I'm a stone cold fox with a badass body. I never ever have you ever ever seen a bitch as bad as me. I'm picture perfect from my weave down to my pretty feet. One of a kind, all in your mind, just like a memory. Exactly where I need to be. What you get is what you see. I'm blowing up like TNT. No opposition, compositions like a movie screen. I'm walking and you reading me just like a magazine. Cause it's so unique for me on your team. And I walk so mean and I say so clean. I can make your dreams a reality. These bitches know that I'm the shit. I'm super thick. My ass look like it's full of collagen. I never speak because my body language hollering. Got your nigga following. My booty while it's wobbling. In the club I'm modeling. Back and forth I'm toggling. I'm so out your league, really ain't no need to keep on bothering. Me don't want problems. I'm a queen that don't know how to act. Paddocks in my habitat. Strap on my lap and my cat so fast. My good shit causing hot attack. I'm a brand new bitch. Fresh out the box. And when you pull me out, these niggas like the cop rockers. I'm a badass bitch. I'm a stone cold fox with a badass body. Making niggas motivation to keep me stacking my paper. All the way turned up like the knob on the fader. You fucking with the best, I promise there is nothing greater. Salute me when you see me, granting wishes like a genie. I get money, I'll take gold, I'm all about that fettuccine. You staring at a bitch, I'm turning heads and stopping traffic. But it ain't flattery since 17, I always had it.
Popping off fly, let these little fuckers have it.
And I be spending money like it's going out of fashion. Paper of plastic and wrap it in elastic. And that's what separates your highness from your last.
I'm a brand new bitch, fresh out the box. And when you pull me out, these niggas like the cop block. Cause I'm a badass bitch. I'm a stone cold fox with a badass body. Making niggas mouth drop. I'm a brand new bitch, fresh out the box.
And she says she's a badass bitch. Nah, but for real though, fellas, and a picture though. That's why I was like, is she rapping? What does she do? Who cares? Hey, that's so chauvinistic. That really is. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Let's go to the top. Bless Child, what you think about that Miss Storm Out the Box?
I think if she clean that up, man, she need to clean that up a lot. If she clean that up, man, I think she get Nicki Minaj to run for her money.
Nicki has no competition. I don't know who is Nicki's competition. No, there, matter of fact, no answer to the question because there is no error. There's no answer. There's no answer. All right. So you said you giving it an ill?
Yeah.
Okay. Nightcrawler, what you think about it?
I ain't like how that shit first came on, but other than that, once I heard her start spitting, the delivery was on, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to yell that shit.
All right, giving it to Ill. Dick and Jane, what y'all think about Miss Storm out the box?
Yeah, yeah, this is D Bunny. We're going to give that a Ill.
Okay.
I agree more with the comment old boy said at the beginning. It was kind of shaky, but then, you know, her delivery. And I'm a female rapper, so I respect that shit. She doing a little something. She doing a little something.
All right, giving it to Ill. Linwood Layla, what you think about that Miss Storm out the box?
Hey, man, the girl got some real serious flow, right? But I couldn't really hear the track, and I ain't really feeling the hook too tough, so I'm going to, man.
Okay, you're killing it.
Yeah.
All right. That's, let's see, 3-1. 3-1. Mm. Rats, what you think about it, homie? What you think about this song?
I'm going to build a beat, and I'm going to kill the artist because that wasn't the beat for her. I think she could use something different.
Oh, so which one is it, though? You got to pick one. You can't give me both. Which one?
I'm going to kill the whole thing, man. I'm going to kill it. She just need to come back with something else harder. That's her speed.
All right.
She's
kill it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, 3-2. Going to be a close one. 4-4. 4-2-8. What you think about that, Miss Storm?
Yeah, yeah. At first, she came in a little rough. But, like, she caught me by surprise. I like her flow and everything. So, I mean, as an artist, I got an ill at because I know where she's coming from. And, I mean, the track is ill in general. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't say it's whack and kill it. So, I'm going to get that an ill.
I'm giving it an ill. That's Phil Mark saying it, right?
Yeah, Phil Mark.
All right, Phil Mark, stand by. 3-2-3. What's popping? Who's this?
Jazz.
Yo. What up, though?
What's that?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Jazz.
Jess?
Yeah.
Are you an artist?
No, I'm not. I was calling to vote for KD.
Oh, yeah. So KD already got ill, and you like so late.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm seriously. You serious? Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, seriously. But did you hear the last song that just got played?
Yeah. It was
all right.
I'm going to give it an ill.
The ill?
Yeah.
No, you can tune back into K100 next week when we have something called the Subway. Do you follow us on Twitter? Following us on Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, follow me on Twitter. Next time you see me start talking about the Subway, KD will be in rotation and make sure you listen, all right?
All right, you going to follow me back?
I'll follow everybody back unless you got a whole bunch of Chinese writing or a fucking goose egg.
All right.
All right, stand by. 901, what you think about that Miss Storm?
Yeah, she did her thing, you know what I'm saying, but I think if she comes back with another song, she can do better, you know, so I'm going to have to kill it.
Why is this one close? This one is close. 770-572, what you think about that Miss Storm out the box? 770-572? Okay. 517-204.
Man, I would have killed that one, and I'll kill KD, man, because you couldn't even hear. So, yeah, both kill.
Well, KD already made it fast though. That would have been 11-2 then. At that point, she still made it. But okay, I your vote is duly logged in. You killing the Miss Storm still, right? Okay. All right. Oh, damn it, man! It's a tie. It's a tie. I really hold on. Private caller, who's this? I can't see your number. Who is this? You calling me from Skype? Who is this? Yes, you. Hello? Hello? Okay, whatever. So the Miss Storm joint got fucking, it's hung. I don't know. We're up in the air with Miss Storm. I don't know. On to the next one. This next one, these people have been blowing me up all day today, too. You feel me? And then we'll get to the new Glenwood Lalo. This next joint is, what's the name of this? Prince Radio Ra. I think that's the whole name. The name of the artist is Prince Radio Ra. You feel me? That's the whole name. Name of the joint is Ear to the Streets. No, that's not it. Keep jocking. All right, Prince Radio Ra, Keep Jocking, right here on K1 Internet Radio. I'm still waiting for my interview guy. I don't see that number. People are texting me saying he's calling in, and I don't see that number y'all are telling me he's calling me from. And there's a lot of people on the line. Everybody doesn't want to talk, though, but like I said, tell them to hit number one. All right, Prince Radio Raw. Name of this joint is Keep Jockin', right here on K100 Internet Radio. Tell me what you think about it.
Uh-huh. Fly Militia. Sky. Thriller. Prince Raw. Fly Militia.
Keep Jockin'. That's the name of the joint. Prince Radio Rock. Keep Jockin'. Hit the phone line. 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone line now, please, ladies and gentlemen, please, you need to vote. I understand some of y'all just want to listen to the show and just sit back and be like, ha, ah, he got killed. And that's what you're doing. They got way too many people on the phone lines that are not voting. The number one reason to call into this particular segment, I don't mind you calling and just listening when I'm doing a talk segment and on the subway, but if you're going to be on the phone lines, hogging up phone line space, I need for you to vote. I need for you to vote. 347-934-0966. If you're listening out there on the internet, all right, dial the number. 347-934-0966. Dial the number and vote. Let's go up to the top. Let's see what they think about this Prince Radio Raw. Bless Child, what you think about it?
But I love that hook, man. It's something about the hook that catch me. But all the lyrics were nice, too, man. So I'm going to give it an L.
Nightcrawler, what you think about Prince Radio Rock?
Hey, he got his opinion, but I totally disagree. Didn't like Kill That, man.
Okay. Dick and Jane, what y'all think about Prince Radio Rock?
I think the beat was what got me. That's what had me. The lyrics, it was decent. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was trash. So I can't just straight kill it.
Okay. So you give it a deal?
I can't kill it.
I've been in that situation before. Ill by default. All right. Linwood Layla, what you think about Prince Radio Rock?
That shit sound like a Foot Locker commercial, man.
A what? A Foot Locker commercial.
Yeah, that shit sound like a Foot Locker commercial. I'm scared of that.
Okay. But what if Foot Locker needs a commercial?
Okay. Then he owns.
All right, so
I'm gonna change the channel though.
All right, Rax, what'd you think about it, homie?
I'm gonna end it because I think that the video for that would be dope. I'm gonna let that go, but I'm gonna give a word of advice. Like that beat was really cluttering up your joint, so I would go with a different beat next time. Just try to be simple. You saying some shit, so I fucked with it though. I'm gonna end it.
All right, giving it an L. Phil Marks, what you think about that Prince Radio Rock?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give it an L just because, I mean, it barely got me, but I mean, you know, the hook was catchy, so I'm gonna give it an L.
Okay. Out of the 901-603, you giving it an L or kill?
Man, I'm gonna have to L it, you know what I'm saying? I felt his swagger on it, and I can hear it. Like, I can picture people saying that chorus over and over, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna have to give it an L.
Okay. Made it through. We only got two kills anyway. You only got two kills anyway. So that's it. Next song. Next joint. Anybody know the score to the Miami game? Is Lynn Sanity getting beat the fuck down? Is LeBron James stepping up to the plate? I don't know. I'm a Heat fan. I'm a Florida boy. Just asking. But I love this shit. This is what I do. You know what killed me? This will kill. Let me tell you. I'm gonna tell y'all some real shit. Let me tell y'all some real shit. I got the music turned off for this. You know some real shit. You know a motherfucker emailed me that sent me in a song, hit me on my inbox, and was like, yo, I would call in, but y'all be watching the game, yo. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Can you run that? No, nigga, I'm not running that. No. No, I'm not running that. Absolutely 100% not running that. Are you trying out for the D-League? Are you trying out for an NBA team? Are you in college? Do you even play high school ball, nigga? But you want me to waste my airtime on my show that I pay to host to get feedback on your shit so you can listen to it after the fact? But you don't want to call in and support the show because the game is on? Yeah, so that's how I felt about that shit. Next up! I'm pretty sure they'll listen to the replay, and they're going to probably be like, dang, he can, you know. I didn't say your name, just so you know how I feel, nigga. Next time, you won't ask me no ridiculous shit like that. I'm going to play your shit, but you ain't going to call in because you want to watch the game. Nigga, I can say if you was even, I can understand if you was at the game. Nigga, you at home. Call into the motherfucking show and put the phone on speakerphone and listen to your shit get reviewed. You ain't even got tickets to the game. No, I'm not playing your shit. There's your answer. They inbox me again. I tell you enough. Same shit. All right, next up. The nerve of some niggas, man. I tell you, man. The nerve of niggas. They'll try you, man. They'll try the shit out you. Glenwood Lalo. And I got the homeboy Rax on deck. I uploaded him because he's been hanging on here from the minute. Matter of fact, the homie Rax sent his shit in. This nigga sent me his shit in 3 days ago and was like, yo, am I up tonight? I'm like, yeah, yeah, you gonna call into the show? Yeah, I got you, homie. Yeah. Then he hits me on the inbox at like 6, like, yo, what time you going live? Yo, 8. Oh, is that Eastern? Oh, damn, the game gonna be on. You gonna try and catch, you gonna try and hit the show like halftime or something. Uh-huh. Yeah, stand by. Stand by, nigga. Hold your breath. All right, next up. Glenwood Lalo. I'm not making it up. Seriously. But they want to be artists, though. They want to get on. All right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Glenwood Lalo sent me a new joint in. And this is the absolute... I can't even take any more joints by Lalo. Because Lalo's got like 4 different joints that's already been illed. He's been doing it. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, I've got to cut Digimob off, Lalo. I can't just catch you guys. Just keep sending me songs, Lalo. Digimob has to have a limit. Shouts out to Digimob and Gutter Boy and Lalo and all them guys. But they keep sending me records. New joint by Lalo. We're going to go ahead and get you guys' opinion on it right here. Your girlfriend. This is one for the girls. All right? You feel me? So let's go ahead and see. Wait a minute. Where is it at? Oh, here it is. Lalo, your girlfriend, right here on K1's Internet Radio. Is it ill or is it kill? Batter up, man.
Damn. Call this girl, man. Yeah.
What's up, babe?
Yeah. What you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I got something to tell you.
I put the thing in your girlfriend. Yeah, I know I ain't right.
That's the number to dial into the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. Shouts out to everybody that sent their music. Shouts out to all the artists that's hanging in there and hanging on the line and voting, showing love. Shouts out to Nightcrawler because this song got killed and he's still on the line. I fucks with him. I need for him to send me some more shit. I want him on the subway now just because of that one reason right there. Because I want him. I can't break protocol, but I still want, he got to send me some more music because he's still hanging on and he's still voting on music. He's like, yeah, I got killed, don't matter. I'm still showing love. Some of you motherfuckers won't even do that. Don't get me started, niggas. Don't get me started. Bless Child, what you think about that new Glenwood Lalo?
Yeah, I'm feeling that, man. I'm feeling that. I'm going to give it a hell.
I knew you was going to say that. If you're on Facebook, you should try and join Bless Child's Paradise and you understand why anything talking about fucking Bless Child is going to pretty much say, yeah, okay. It's a pretty X-rated room you got in there, homie. I know. Room. All right, stand by. Nightcrawler, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
Nah, I like it. You can go ahead and nail that. And as far as you tell me send you another track, I'm on that shit right now, Eric.
Dick and Jane, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
Oh, man, it's unanimous, man. We're going to ill it, man. That shit is crazy, man. I don't even really know how to critique it. It's fucking hot. That's it. When it's hot, it's hot.
All right. I think it's a catchy joint. I think it's one of the joints. You feel what I'm saying? That it's just, you know, you could have an R&B artist singing it and set it off more. But even with him saying it himself, you feel me? It sounds more authentic. But if R&B artist was to sing it, it'll take it to another level. You feel me? But even with him saying it, I feel like the record is like, you know, like it's just like somebody really talking to your bitch. Like I put this thing in your girl, nigga. All right, stand by. Next up, Rax, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
I'm messing with it. It's good.
Okay.
Still,
Mark, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
Man, as soon as that beat came on, my head started nodding. And it take a lot of songs don't even do that. That shit is hard as fuck, man. I need this man's contact. I like that track. I'm going to ill it.
All right. So when you down, cross the big door at 901, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
Yeah, man, like you said, it was hot, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the second verse, he just killed the whole thing. So I'm going to have to ill it.
He told him about when he was up at the club and all that.
Yes.
And niggas always, why do niggas always tell? Why do niggas always, I mean, you know, but like you said in the song, I mean, shit, you know, you thought, you know, I fucked your cousin. I mean, I know it wasn't no get back, I'm saying, but you did fuck my partner, though. I mean, shit like that be happening, though. Just saying, shit like that be happening.
They started sneaking around, man.
You know, what can I say? What can we say? You can't say ill. LL, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo?
I have to ill it. No comment, I have to ill it. You will not get me tonight. All right, moving on. Next caller.
You almost fell for it. It was close. You almost fell for it. I was setting you up nice.
I'll be ready for you, though.
678-751, what you think about that Glenwood Lalo? Oh, they don't want to talk, my bad. They just want you to listen. All right, back up to the artist himself. Lalo!
What up, homie, man? Hey, man, I want to thank everybody, man. I appreciate the love, man. You know, I've been doing this thing for a minute, man, and I feel like, you know, it's time. You know, you told me, man, I can't put all that music on there like that, so I said, all right, I'm going to give you one more, and I'm retired from that thing, but I'm going to still support you every week, you know what I mean, and thank you to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that hear all my songs, you know, and that support the Digimob movement. You know, you can follow us at Digimob ENT, that's DIGIMOB ENT, or you can follow me personally at Glenwood Lalo, that's LEYLO, you know what I mean. I'm on Twitter myself, you know, I'm hollering at the people myself, I'm in these streets, you know what I mean. So, yeah, I'm I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank you too, Blizzard. You know, you put it down for it, man. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure, homie. Absolutely.
I see all y'all at the top, man. I support all the independent artists, man, trying to do their thing, man. Even though I'm critique your shit certain way, that's because you know what these motherfuckers out here really want to hear, you know what I mean? So it's all love at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Stand bizarre. I got two more that I know I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play this one joint because this chick has been hitting me up all day. Then I'm gonna play Rax. Rax, you right after this one, Rax. You've been holding on patiently and diligently. You know what I'm saying? You sent it in kind of late, but we still gonna make sure we get you on. All right, this is Nikki B. Nikki B's been blowing me up on Facebook, but she's at work. So I can understand, you know what I'm saying, people work the night shift and everything and they can't call in, but she's been like, please, but I'm going to have my people call in and all that, and then they may tell her, you know what I'm saying, we're going to call in, they don't, but she's been hitting me up personally all day on Facebook. She's not a Twitterer, I guess, but she's been hitting me up on Facebook, and she's my friend on Facebook now, and she's like, can you get me on? I shout out to K100, I really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play Nikki, then we're going to play Rax, because Rax has been holding on the whole time too. I think Nikki's a singer. By the way, she looked good as hell. But I think Nikki's a singer. The name of this joint is called Heel Zone. You tell me what you think. 347-934-0966. Episode 260. Is it ill? Should it be killed? Let's see what kind of R&B we got going on. Then we'll go to Rax. Oh, I got a male R&B after that if we have time after Rax. So we got to get one male R&B in. But we got two. This is another female right here. Nikki B, heels on right here. Tell me what you think.
To a special somebody with nothing but I'm feeling real sexy tonight. Wondered if you would invite me over to your house tonight so that you could get me right. Ooh, I won't fight, but I can't promise I won't bite. You better give me your very best, but I got one request. Can I lay my heels on?
That's the number down to the show. That was Nikki B. Leave her heels on. You see that picture? You can leave them on or off. Shout it. Yeah, I'm fucking with Nikki B. But it doesn't matter what Blizzard thinks. It doesn't matter what my dick thinks either. It matters what the callers think. Yeah. K1's Internet Radio, episode 260. Shouts out to all the artists. Shouts out to everybody that sent in music. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate everybody that's hanging on the phone lines. Y'all kept the lines popping for the show and the duration. I really appreciate that. Let's go find out what the people think about Nikki B's joint and heels on. Back at the top of the queue, heels. Bless Child, Jersey, what's happening, homie?
What's good, man? I couldn't really understand the lyrics. But I'm ill, man, because she got her voice, man. I love her voice.
Okay, giving it an L. Sometimes it's you know, a lot of people, you know, that's one of the songs. It's you probably should want to hear, I guess, through the computer monitors. I don't know about maybe through the phone or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it sounded like a good mix on this end. On my end, it would sound like a good mix. You feel me? But you giving it an L. All right, let's go to the next one. Nightcrawler, what you think about it?
Yeah, ill that.
Ill that. Dick and Jane, what you think about Nikki B's heels on?
Oh man, like Bonnie is like banned for making a comment on this song. You know what I'm saying? Cause she's a so I'm gonna ill it.
Uh-huh.
This is I'm illing it because she's singing about my favorite shit and like Bonnie's all she's all in trouble tonight just based off of her song. So you can go ahead and hit your that little shit, that little drop. You go ahead and hit that, so it's going down.
See, Nikki B's already getting people laid. Already. Glenwood Layla, what you think about Nikki B heels on?
Hey man, you know, I think the girl got a beautiful voice, and it sounded like she had a little auto tune on it. And I just think, you know, a lot of artists, you know, they don't need that. And I think she one of them. She don't really need it. But I'm gonna go ahead and hear it anyway, though. I like the song.
All right. Rack, what you think about it, homie?
She sounds sexy. She got that bedroom type of voice. So let's see what comes. Let's see what goes on with Nikki B. I love it.
Yo, you got to see that ass.
Yes, sir.
Sexy. Yes, sir. Fort Marks, what you think about it?
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of L. She has a pretty voice and everything, so you know I'm feeling the track. Listen, I'm sorry I got signed out early and everything. I got a show I got to do, but you know, I support everything you're doing, bro. So keep doing what you're doing. We'll try to listen next week. So
all right, homie. Well, you know, you're in rotation. I'm leaving the club with the baddest one.
Hey.
Stand by. 901. What you think about that heels on by Nikki B?
Man, that's a hands down ill, you know what I'm saying? She really has like a beautiful voice, so yeah, it's an ill.
Ill. LL, what's the thing about Nikki B? Heels on. LL, Carolina, 843.
Lizzo.
Yes?
I don't want to kill it. Cause
you don't? Okay.
No, because I think she has a really good voice, but I just really couldn't understand what things there, but I think you're probably right. It'd probably be one of those I have to listen to out of the monitors and not over the phone. So because it takes a second listen, because it warrants a second listen, I'm an ill.
All right. Fair enough. And with that ill, they pretty much got ill across the board. That was 10 votes. No one killed it. That was 10 people. All the way across the board. Nikki B, shouts out to her. Shouts out to her people. I'm pretty sure she's going to listen to the replay, because you know, I don't think she could call in. I guess. I don't know. But shout out to her and her people. If you're on the line and you're supportive of Nikki B, then tell her she got illed across the board and she's going to be on the subway. Yep. Exacto Mundo, baby. Exacto Mundo. The Subway, yes, the Al music segment of K100 Internet Radio. All we do is run music on that whole show, back to back to back. Last time I did a 3-hour show, I ran 37 songs back to, you know, just a couple of talk, and I come in, introduce myself, and then I get to the music. Those are some of the best episodes that you might want to just play back in your background. You know, go to K100 Internet Radio and just run that in the background while you're working on your computer or whatever, or you tweeting or whatever, and just listen to them joints, man. They bang hard. They go back to back. Those are all those songs that got illed on K100 Internet Radio, you feel me? And that's the only way you can pay the toll to get onto the subway. And they're also great to download as MP3s and, like, throw them on your iPod or something. You feel me? Hell, put them in your car. Burn them on a CD and ride out to them, because sometimes you can't hear none of those artists' music anywhere else but K100, because we're the home of the indies. You dig? All right. Got a lot of people got ill tonight. Next up is the homie Rax. He's been waiting patiently. He's sending this song in late, but he sent it in later than some people, but he's also been on the line longer than all of them other motherfuckers. So, guess what? Yes, we're going to play Rax, even though he sent it in the middle of the show. But he's been on, you know, he sent it at the beginning of the show, and he's been hanging on all night. He's like, yo, I'm hanging on all night till they play my shit. Some of you motherfuckers sent me that shit and tweeted me 1,000 times and then didn't call in. Talking about you got to watch the game and shit. Fuck out of here. I'm not letting that go. That's just ludicrous to me. I'm not letting it go. You want to play basketball or you want to be an artist? I'm going to pick one. This is your career here. This is free promotions. You could have just called in and set the phone on speaker and acted like you was, you know, you didn't have tickets. Okay, I'm done. Rax. Rax is in the building. That's the name of the joint. Seriously, Rax is in the building. Batter up.
6-6. That's going to be the positive last one of the night. You feel me? Because we're running down the clock. So let's go ahead and take these visits. Blessed Child, what you think about it? Rax. Rax is in the building.
I like that verse, but I'm going to kill it, man, because it's like I only heard one verse. I heard majority of the hook.
So you killing it? You killing it because of what? Quality or something?
Not, a little bit of the quality, but it took them too long to bring the flow in.
Okay. All right, one kill. Oh, my bad, one kill. Nightfall, what you think about the Rax joint?
Yo, man, I gotta agree somewhat with old boy that just was on there. I mean, all I was hearing was basically the Rax in the building, which that part was on point, but it seems like that first verse, I couldn't understand nothing. The
right.
Second verse, when old boy was spitting, you actually understood that, but we got to clean up that first verse, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to kill that, though.
Okay. Dick and Jay, what you think about the Rax joint?
Oh, man. Okay, check it out. We going ill it, because off the rip, like, I was sitting over here, I was caught up, man. And like dude had like toward the end, he made me feel like I was listening like that boy Cap, man. Like I gotta get my old Cap voice on, like, oh yeah. Like he was murdering that.
Okay. So you giving it an ill?
But you know what I'm saying? And the bass was kind of loud. But I know if Cass was listening to like the over the phone or podcast or something like that, it might have not come through real good. But you know what I'm saying? I had a little bit of a difference as far as, you know what I'm saying, sound quality is concerned. So I heard it. We heard
okay.
it. So it's ill. All
right. I will say the song is extremely bass heavy. I'm listening to it through my monitors over here, and it's extremely bass heavy. That sounds good in the club, but not on internet radio. Let's go to the next one. 901. What you think about that rack?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ill it simply because the chorus is a little bit catchy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ill. Okay. All right, ill. What you think about it?
I'm going to have to ill it, too, because of two main reasons. One, the chorus is catchy. Two, he stayed on the line long enough to hear our opinions, meaning he wants to learn. He wants to know how to make it better. That right there can get you an ill as well any day in this business. The willing to soak up knowledge, the willing to want the hunger to want feedback, to know how to make your product the best product. That right there can get you an ill in this business all day. If you don't believe it, you're fooling yourself. Persistence is key.
All righty. 678-751, you want to vote? 517-204, you want to vote?
Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it. Kill it.
All right. That's a tie. Everybody, I don't know where everybody went. I just had like 10 people on the lines, and then all of a sudden, it's like four of them hung up at the same time. They didn't want to vote. Right now, it's 3-3. Okay, well, actually, no. Rats. All right.
Yo. Rats in the building. What up?
Ill or kill?
I'm an ill. I'm an ill.
I will tell you this. I don't know what happened to all them people. I just had, and then there's other people who don't want to vote. I don't even want to go down to the bottom because they ain't said shit all night, so I'm not even going to their lines. But I want to tell you, just for my opinion, you feel me? I might let it go ahead and pass. It's really not enough votes, but I still might let it go ahead and pass. But I would like for you to go in and, A, mix that first verse. That first verse is way too low. No one can understand that. You feel me? Seriously, that first verse is just way out of the mix. And secondly, the bass is really, really heavy. What I can tell you on internet radio is when the bass is actually too much, it really distorts in my headphones and in my monitors over internet radio because of the way it's encoded. So if it's really distorting like that on internet radio with that bass too loud, you feel what I'm saying? You want it to drop, but when you put that shit in a certain system, it's going to sound real muddy. You feel what I'm saying? But I like the song. And also, when you say Rax is in the building, that's the catchy part. And whatever you're saying after that, turn that up.
Yeah.
Whatever you say after you say that, I can't hear none of that. Turn that up. Turn that up. All right?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody with the good feedback. I'm headed to the studio right now to go turn that up. If y'all do want to keep tapping me, even though tonight didn't go as well, but I did get passed, so I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. I'm going to be on the MTV U-Rock Tour. You can follow me on Twitter at 5050FISTYRAX. Rax in the building, anywhere, Google it, it's on iTunes. I'm going to go hard for it. You know what I mean? I appreciate the feedback. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, and I like the song, too. The song is catchy. Table full of ones. I heard that, but then, like, when you saying so much in the background, turn that shit up, man. I want to hear that. They want to hear that. That shit is crunk. You feel me? Hey, are you following me? Make sure you hit the show up. And, you know, you already follow me on Twitter, right? K100 and Blizzum, right?
Yeah.
All right. Make sure you connect with me, though. But I think I'm going to go ahead and give it a pass anyway, but because it did. That was a 4-3 vote, and we really need more than 7 votes. I really try to take more than that, but I think I may go ahead and let it get on the subway anyway. All right? Because you hung in the building. Feel me?
Appreciate it, fam. That's what it is.
All right, homie. Stand by. All right, so we're coming to the end of the shizzo. Shouts out to all the artists who hung in there, man. You feel me? Shouts out to Nightcrawler, especially. Shouts out to Dick and Jane and the homie Rax. You feel me? Shouts out to my homegirl from FM Radio up in Carolina, LL, for checking in. Shouts out to my longtime, always faithful homeboy, Blessed Child, for hanging on here. He always calls in. This is his favorite show, I guess. He loves to call in and give his input. He's a tough one. You feel me? Also, Glenwood, Laylow, and everybody else who hung. Feel me? Phil Marks, all you guys who called into the show. Shouts out to all you motherfuckers that was on the line all night and didn't say shit and didn't vote. On the one show I need you to talk on. You want to raise your hand and talk when I don't want you to talk on the other shit. Anyway. I digress. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. That was episode 260, Ill or Kill.
We up out this thing, man. I really appreciate y'all, all the support. I'm here for the artists, man. I'm here for the artists. Follow me on Twitter, @Blizzum. Follow the show, @K100 Internet Radio, man. Salute to the grinders. Deuces.